a senior lecturer at the School of Public Policy and at the Department of Communications at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem.
Well, welcome to Australia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're a guest of the Jewish Writers Festival.
Yes, and it's my first time in Sydney.
Dr. Gadi Taub, you're very well known in Israel as a political commentator, as a writer. I'd like to ask you about your political opinion. You put it really very eloquently in your book. You've written a book about the settlers. It's interesting, the settlers think that you are on the left, and the left in Israel think that you're on the right. You've got certain opinions about Zionism and how you see the conflict in the Middle East. Can you please explain your position and tell us how you see Zionism today?
First, if the left thinks you're on the right and the right thinks you're on the left, then on average, I'm probably on the center. I think the center is fairly clearly defined. I'm against settlement in the territories, but I don't believe in peace in the near future. I don't think the Palestinians are aiming for peace. And so, although I am for a two-state solution in the long run, I don't see it happening through a peace accord in the near future. So my problem with the settlement is that I think that the radical religious settlers and the extremists on the Palestinian side are both working towards a similar goal in different guises, and they both believe in a one-state solution. I believe in the principle of self-determination for both peoples, and this requires partition. The settlement is about mixing and eventually annexing a huge number of Palestinians into the state of Israel. And this will undermine the greatest achievement of Zionism, the greatest achievement of the Jewish people in 2,000 years, that there is one place under the sun in which we are not a minority. So this is my objection to settlement. I also have an objection to the idea that peace is just around the corner, because I think that the Palestinians have not given up on destroying Zionism, and that they've just switched tactics. The first tactic was war in a coalition of Arab armies. That failed. The next tactic was terrorism. That failed too. And now they have moved to another track in which they are hoping to drown Zionism demographically. This is why, at bottom, they are cooperating with the settlers, and this is why they have refused every plan of partition that every Israeli government could have come up with. At least four very generous offers were flat out refused. I guess that because I believe that they are the enemy, I'm considered a rightist, and because I believe in partition, the right considers me a leftist.
We are talking to Dr. Gadi Taub, writer, commentator, historian, screenwriter. And you're listening to SBS Radio Broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. You've written many books. You've written children books as well. Can you please tell us, we'll start with the children books, because this is really innocent and beautiful.
This is how I started writing. My first book was for children, and it wasn't even intended to be a book. It began because I was hosting a radio show for children. I think these were the last days of radio for children. And I came up with this sort of diary entry about this boy who is in love with a girl in his class, and he's trying to figure out how he can find a seat next to her. And he comes in the morning and he has three bags, and he puts them in three different strategic places, hoping one would be close to her. He ends up not sitting near her. We broadcast that first piece. We had no indication if the listeners liked it too, but we liked it. So I started doing this. It's a 2-minute piece, like for every show for the next 3 years. And then a newspaper picked it up and reprinted it weekly. And then a publishing company came up to me, said, do you want to publish this as a book? And I said, well, it's not a book, really. These are anecdotes. It's not even stories. And said, but we want it. So I said, fine, take it. And they did. And this was the first volume, called Things I Keep to Myself. And it is a steady seller for the last 25 years.
Oh, really?
So apparently my estimation of what counts as a good book or a liked book was way off the mark. And I'm very proud of it, because it never hit the bestseller list, but it kept selling for 2.5 decades. It still does.
I know. It was published in 1990, which is quite amazing.
Yes. And its brother book, its sequel, was published 2 years later, and that is a study seller too. So one is 27 years old, and the other one is 25 years old.
I wanted to ask you about your book for adults, but really for adults, that's Allenby Street. And a lot of our listeners, we heard about Allenby Street. That's where you go when you go to Schenkin Street or when you want to go to Shuka Carmel, to the Carmel Market. You go through Allenby Street and you can buy all these incredible souvenirs, kippot and Judaica shops. But it's amazing what happens to Allenby Street at night.
Yes, it used to be the after-hours area of Tel Aviv. It was a real no-man's land. The police, I don't want to pretend that it's like, you know, neighborhoods the police can't enter, but the police couldn't care less. And so the bouncers enforced the law in the Allenby Street, and it was a jungle. It was an after-hours jungle. And like jungles, it was incredibly exciting, interesting, and dangerous. In daylight hours, I was writing my PhD about American history, and at night, I was in the company of all these people, which I never imagined I could meet. Strippers after work, hookers after work, taxi drivers who do night shifts, bouncers, bartenders of other bars that have closed, different exotic night birds who can't find any place else to go. And it was incredible because, it's far more inclusive and democratic than elite circles. It's far less inclusive in its opinions. So I remember this night I sat with this girl who was, I think she was 23 at the time, and she had extreme opinions about the Israeli-Arab conflict, and she explained to me why all Arabs should be shot and deported. I was trying to find out in what order, because it didn't seem to make sense that you could do both. And after she finished this tirade, I asked her about her own life, and I realized her husband was Arab, and they had a child together. So this is the complete opposite of what you'd see in the elite, where no one would ever say such things, but no one would also have any social life with Arabs or Ethiopians or, for that matter, any other marginal group. It was an amazing experience. For years, I thought, people should know, I should write about this. It took me a long time to find the right tone. Whenever I tried to find a very introspective tone, it ended up, without my intention, as the speaking voice, the narrator, was looking in a condescending way at his characters. And I didn't want that. I wanted to look at them at face value. So I ended up with very shotgun, choppy Hebrew, which I think was effective in writing this novel, which I didn't realize the length of. It's huge. I thought it would be 300 pages when I finished writing it.
Well, when I looked at Allenby Street, I thought I'm reading about King's Cross in Australia, in Sydney, Australia, the heart of Sydney. That's the heart of the nightlife in Sydney.
I'm going to visit King's Cross and see what it's like. You see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you should compare it to Allenby Street. That would be interesting. Gadi Taub, we hope that you enjoy your stay in Australia. Thank you so much.